Nolte, Trump more popular than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Deep Blue, New York. By John Nolte on March 19, 2019. President Trump is more popular than Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in the Deep Blue state of New York. Buried in a Siena College poll is the fascinating news that Trump earns 36% support in one of the most left-wing state in the country, which is not terribly surprising or terribly high. But it is higher than two of the state's most famous far-left Democrats. Ocasio-Crazy's statewide approval rating currently sits at a terrible 31%, while de Blasio does only a little better at 34%. Trump's unfavorable ratings is about where you would expect in a state like New York, 60%. De Blasio's unfavorable rating, however, has hit 50%. Ocasio-Crazy's unfavorable rating has already hit 44%, even though the freshman congresswoman has been a national figure for only a few months. This is now the third piece of terrible polling news for Ocasio-Crazy in nearly as many days. On Friday, Gallup found that Ocasio-Jobslayer is extremely well known throughout the country and that the more people know her, the less they like her. Compared to September, Ocasio-Jobslayer's unfavorable rating skyrocketed 15 points, from 26 to 41%, while her favorable rating jumped only 7 points, from 24 to 31%. She is currently 10 points underwater. On Monday, in this same Siena poll, we learned a plurality of New Yorkers, 38%, see her as the villain in her quest to deprive New Yorkers of some 25,000 Amazon jobs. A mere 22% see her as the hero. Yes, even though the establishment media made Ocasio-Jobslayer its poster child for all that is beautiful and socialist in the world, there is no question that coverage backfired in the worst way. And if that news is not satisfying enough for you, you will be happy to know Ocasio-Crazy is now in her third day of a public meltdown over the news of her widespread unpopularity. To the surprise of no one, the entitled conspiracy theorist is blaming the Fox News bogeyman for her public downfall. People know more about me, BC Fox News has turned into OCTMC. No offense to TMC, so awareness is growing w/GL purse, she tweeted on Friday. None of that, of course, is even close to true. In the Gallup poll, Ocasio-Crazy's unfavorables climb with women, independents, and every single age group, including 18 to 34-year-olds. On Monday, she was still ranting about the fluoride in the water, her terrible polling numbers, this time with all kinds of racial paranoia. Does anyone know what that means? I have no idea what that means. I asked a source what that means and all she could do is confirm that Ocasio-Crazy is telling the truth about refusing to cow. But that's because she believes the act of cowing results in the farts that kill Gaia. As you can see, Ocasio-Crazy devoted two additional tweets to her Monday meltdown. A meltdown we assume was ghostwritten because the word efficacy is used properly. Hey, Oc, now do New York. Seriously, Cupcake, please do explain to us how the devils at Fox News and the white supremacist centrists made you less popular than Trump in your deep blue home state of New York. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.